Okay, I find it ironic that a parsha in the Torah that Chazal tell us lo yhoyo v'lo yiye, it never was and it never will be, yet it's so relevant in today's world. Strange. The parsha that I'm talking about is Parshas Ben Soiru Umayra. Ben Soiru Umayra is a parsha where the Torah talks about a child, not yet bar mitzvah, who is Zoylel V'Soyve. He has this insatiable addiction to meat, food. He must eat. And he must drink. And I doubt that it's talking about drinking water. It's not. And he doesn't listen to anybody's advice when it comes to improving or correcting himself. Such a person is put to death. And Chazal tell us that the reason for it is Yomus Zakai Bal Yomus Chayev. This man, this young man, this child is eventually going to end up doing the worst things. Rashi says, what is he going to do? He says, he's not a ben soira mera, he's not chayev until ad she yigno v'yoichol tartar bosor. He steals and he eats this enormous measure of meat, v'yishta chatzi lo yayin, a tremendous amount of wine, and shenema zoylo v'soyve. That's what that means. V'nema, and he brings a proof that that's what it means. Uben soira umera nergal shem soifoy. He's killed because of what's going to happen later on. The Torah penetrated to the depths of his neshoma. What's going on inside this man, this young child? The first thing he's going to do is steal and use up all his father's money because he has this addiction. He can't stop eating meat. He can't stop drinking wine. And he's going to steal all his parents' money and they're not going to have anything left. Then he's going to look for more money in order to get his to feed his addiction, and he won't find any more. So now what does he do? He's going to stand out on the streets, and he's going to, armed robber, he's going to stand there with a gun and hold people up, and if they don't cooperate, he's going to kill them. It's better he should die as an innocent child because he's under bar mitzvah, he doesn't have any averus. Then the person who we know inevitably, it must be, that's what he's going to be. And then, when he dies, he's going to be chayev for all those things, which is going to be so much worse and such a terrible situation that it's going to be, and we can avoid it all by ending his life early. Now, of course, nobody today can judge these things. And the truth of the matter is, Chazal say this never happened. And it's not going to happen. What? Oh, very good. It's not going to happen, he says, it never happened. But it's here for us to study and to learn, and to get schar for the learning. I would like to suggest that there is a lesson that's very pertinent today to this. The Ralbag writes in the Toelius as follows. He says, what's the benefit of this mitzvah? What do we learn? What do we see from here? He says that a person who clothes himself in such evil tchunos, tendencies, nature. This is his nature. It's just, I must eat. At all costs, I'll steal everything. I'll kill if it has to be. I must have my next fix. He's an addict. This is addiction. We see this in many different ways in our society today. He refuses to accept any directive, any guidance, any suggestions that he should stop, he should control himself, he should learn self-control, he has to change, otherwise he's going to ruin his whole life. But he refuses, not from his parents, and not even from Bezdin. It's clear, Shehu Yosef Baroya Tomid, he's going to continue getting worse and worse, ad sheyaschis atzmei b'zolosa, until he literally destroys himself and all and others around him too. V'lozeh Miharo ha-Torah b'hamisosa. Therefore, the Torah expedited that he should be killed earlier. Now, it's very interesting because, as you suggested, l'chayra, people can change. People do change. People change every day. So, what are we talking about here? The teretz is, we're talking about a situation. Some people have trouble changing. We're talking about a situation that it must be so deeply ingrained. He's so addicted. He's so dependent on this meat and this wine and this lifestyle of his that it's impossible to change. Never, never would he change on his own. And the Ralbag tells us that what seals his fate is the fact that he won't listen to his parents or to the Beis Din to guide him in change. So it seems that this individual who's so addicted, who's so depraved, who's so dependent upon his meat and wine, that he will never, there isn't a chance in the world we would put him to death because we're so sure that he'll never change. Yomu Zakai, let him at least die when he's innocent rather than when he's going to do all these terrible things. Yet to such a person, it seems that if he would open up his heart and his mind to listen, to be guided, to deal with his terrible addiction, he could be helped. And therefore, if he would be doing that, then we would not be able to say, oh, he's beyond hope. He can be helped. We can't save him. We certainly do not have to end his life because he will definitely go out and ruin his life. He won't definitely ruin his life. He can be helped. So we see something very interesting. A person can be in the worst matzav possible where he'll never, never, ever, impossible to help himself. Yet if he would only let others guide him and help him, he could actually change. Now, I think that, unfortunately, this lesson is all too relevant today. We live in a world where addiction, all types of addiction, caffeine is also an addiction of sorts, you know, coffee and Diet Coke, but not as serious. Certainly we know that nicotine is extremely addictive. Not to mention, today that this they've discovered literally people dying. They're up to the sixth person that they attributed to these e-cigs, and yet people are still doing it. I understood when people knew that smoking cigarettes was dangerous, because there they knew they're not going to die at 20 and not at 30 and not at 40, maybe at 60, at 70, at 50, you know. I'll take off a couple of years from their lives. They had a cheshbon once, I think, for every cigarette takes off 7 minutes of your life. Okay, but that's at the end. But here they're dying imminently, immediately, within days, within weeks, and people are still doing it. We live in a world of addictions, and there are so many other addictions. We're so addicted to technology. Addicted! We can't control ourselves! We can't control ourselves. And we have to know that addictions can reach a level where we'll be beyond help. But if, and especially at a young age, we allow ourselves to be guided, we allow ourselves to listen to the advice and the direction of people who've been there, done that, and who know what's going on over there and can actually help us to get out of these addictions, there is hope, despite the fact that they may be so severe that we'll never be able to help ourselves. But with help, if we could listen, just listen, pay attention to the people who guide us, who warn us, who tell us how dangerous it is, who tell us what we have to do to get out of the clutches of these evil and destructive addictions, there's hope for us. So there is hope for our society. But the hope really depends upon being open-minded, being open-hearted, being open enough to listen. And therefore, I think that this parsha, which never was and never will be, it's only Lidroi Sholakabel Schar, I think that the drosha today of the Ben Seiru Meira is very, very relevant. It's a message that we should get out to our society. We should tell parents, and we should tell young people, so when they become parents, get your children into the mode of listening to you. When you suggest, when you guide, when you advise, they should be open-minded. Now, if we want people to be open-minded to our guidance, to our musar, to our suggestions, we got to know how to do it. If it's harsh, if it's rough, if it's threatening, if it's insulting, it's not going to work. In fact, by definition, it's a little bit insulting because, you know, you're telling me what's wrong with me. Even just telling me how to fix it insinuates that something's wrong. But if we create this environment that people are open-minded because we care, we love them, they know we love them, they know what we're talking is for their good. They know that we talk to ourselves too. One of the most powerful Musa tools, of course, not just when they say it, but when they mean it, they say, well, I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to myself also. Or they say better, I'm only talking to myself, and if you want to listen, that's okay. Well, if you just say it, then you do lip service, it doesn't mean anything. But if you sincerely mean it, yeah, you have to work on your addictions, I'm working on my addictions. You know, we all have some addictive behavior. Some people have addictive personalities, and they're in trouble. Because once they start an addiction, they keep being addicted forever on some level. But everybody has some issues. You know, we all know. So I'm working on mine. Let's work together. And when it's done with love, and when it's done with respect, and when it's done with sensitivity, and from the earliest stages we create a relationship which makes us receptive, which makes those that we wish to influence receptive to our influence, then we stand that chance of reaching them. And later on, when they have a serious problem, they'll still be in the mode that they'll be ready to listen. But if we're vindictive, or if we're overly critical, or if we put people down rather than building them up, it's a whole different story. If you wish to give someone advice, you don't tell them, oh, you're doing such a terrible thing. But rather you say, you're such a great person. How could you come to do such a thing? Ah, I'm a great person. That already resonates with me. That I could hear. But you just put me down. I don't want to hear that. I run away. I close my ears. So these are some thoughts that I think this parasha can be very, very relevant. And, of course, the flip side of this is you have to be very, very careful. They estimate that maybe 50% of the population has an addictive personality. That means once you get started with an addiction, you're going to constantly be dependent on it. And if not that addiction, you're going to graduate to the next one, and to the next one, and to the next one. And nobody knows who has that personality or not, or it's hard to know. And therefore, we have to learn to be very, very careful. Anything that's addictive, don't let it become an addiction. Break it. Don't let it happen. They're so dangerous. They're so devastating. They ruin so many people's lives, and they take so many people's lives literally. So I think these are some of the lessons that we can learn from the parsha, and Hashem should help that there should never be a Ben Seiru Meira, but and there shouldn't be such terrible problems that we have today. But since we do have problems and we're surrounded with problems, we certainly have to learn how to control ourselves, and we certainly have to learn how to listen to the advice of others in order to be able to reach ourselves and change when otherwise change would have been impossible.